Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer. Speaking of producing, can I start the program out with another song? Almost started it out anyway. Of course, we started it out with our theme song, No One Else, by Gregory Stafford. And let's hear a little bit of this other song now. Something that goes along with what we'll be talking about today is, at least in spirit, listen to the words of this song.
You're not lost on your own. You're not alone. I will stand by. I will help you through. When you've done all you can do and you can't go, I will dry your eyes. I will I will hold you tight, and I won't let go.
Rascal Flatts, I Won't Let Go. We've got to hear some more of that. I tell you what, we are definitely living in a time where it becomes more and more important for us to let go. No. This is a time for us to not let go. I know that the pressure is strong. Is constant, and it is coming deeper than ever before. But we've got to hold on to each other. We can't let go. Those of us who care about what's right, those of us who care about what is truly in the best interest of mankind in general, Americans in particular, we can't let go of each other. We've got to hold on to each other. Try to find ways to make life better. I'll be sharing with you some of why I wanted to start that song, I Won't Let Go, by Rascal Flatts, in just a few. But let me share this with you first. I want to let you know some things that we have coming up, some conversations that we have coming up with some great guests, starting with a guest whom I will speak with this Thursday, Miss Laura Harker, with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute, a nonpartisan organization that really helps us understand what is going on behind the scenes. She won't just help us understand the story behind the numbers this time. She's going to talk with us about Georgia's substance abuse problem. But then she's going to enter into it, into the discussion, the numbers, the funding that is needed to help with prevention and treatment. Laura Harker, this Thursday at 1 o'clock, we'll be talking about the Peach State's substance abuse problem. I want us to fast forward now to next Tuesday, December 26th, the day after Christmas. Tuesday, December 26th, I'm going to have a powerful conversation with Dr. Timothy Jennings. He's a Christian psychiatrist who has tremendous insight on how love works, how God intended for it to work. And when I say work, I mean truly work. You hear him talk about some of the things that go on within us when it has to do with our brains, when it has to do with love. I'm telling you, you will discover we really are the part of us that we cannot see, and the part of us we can see. We are spirit and body. He's going to talk with us about love, bonding, breaking the flow of bonding through adultery and pornography, and recovering. It's going to be a powerful conversation. Tuesday, December 26th. The day after Christmas at 1 o'clock, I'll be speaking with Dr. Timothy Jennings. He'll be speaking with me about love, bonding, breaking the bond through adultery, pornography. And we're going to focus on both genders, because we know that the reality is both genders have problems with sexual impurity. I know that is widely discussed, that men have a problem with pornography. And a lot of people think that men are the ones who have the problem with sexual impurity. The reality is males and females have problems with sexual impurity, and the problem is big with both genders. He's going to talk with us about love and bonding, breaking that bond through adultery and pornography and recovery. And part of the beauty of it, I mentioned to you that Dr. Jennings is a Christian psychiatrist. He's also going to relate this directly to Scripture. He's going to share with us a few scriptures. It's not going to be a Bible lesson, but he is going to share with us a few scriptures that really help bring home the point that it really is best when we handle and manage our relationships the way God, who created relationships, intends for us to manage them. All right. And again, I know some of you, it'll be the holiday break, and some of you won't be able to join us, but have no fear. Just remember, you can go to speakingwith.com, and on the left side, the upper left-hand corner of the home page, you will see the link. Listen online at your convenience. Click on that link and just search for the name of the guest or topic that you're looking for, that you're interested in. Click on the name of that guest or topic, and then you just click on the segment that you want to hear, or segments that you want to hear. This will be truly a powerful, powerful conversation. I really encourage you, married couples, newlyweds, listen in. Married couples who've been married for a few months, a few years, listen in. Married couples who have been married for a long time, more than 10 years, listen in. Fiancés, you're heading to the point of exchanging wedding vows, listen in. Those of you who may not be even engaged, but at some point down the road, you may be married, or you may just want to be able to talk with someone about where they're headed in their marriage, or in their state of engagement, and you're making some decisions that are really going to be taking them down the wrong path, pulling them away from the beauty that God intended for us to experience in marriage. I encourage you, listen in. Tuesday, December 26th at 1 o'clock. All right. Now, we're looking too at something that's going on in our world that's not particularly cool. I appreciate the many, many experts who help us understand the story behind the numbers, the story behind the rhetoric, the real story behind the rhetoric. And one of the things that we have going on is, of course, this new tax bill. It is, and I want to ask the question today that I asked yesterday. Do you see this as being just a major tax restructuring? Or when you hear about what else is going on, do you see this as a major restructuring of the nation and not just taxes? One of the things that we know is that the Republicans pushed to have the Affordable Care Act further weakened so that it becomes much more difficult for more and more people to be covered for health care. That is another major restructuring of the nation. And remember now, the experts were telling us long before this week what would happen with millions and millions more people losing their coverage over the years because of this decision that the Republicans have made. And again, I've asked so many times, do you think that our political leaders make bad decisions because they just don't know any better? Or do they make bad decisions because they know better, but it's where they want to take us anyway? And many times I've shared that they're often, you know, whether they take us over the cliff because they don't know any better, or whether they take us over the cliff because they know better, but that's where they want to take us. Either way, they led us over the cliff. But it is, as I've also said, even worse when they know the consequences of their decisions and remain committed to taking the nation in that direction anyway. We have had people talking about this for months, where the Republican tax bill will take the nation. They had all the information and more than we've had, but they were committed to their course and they stayed the course. Healthcare, millions upon millions of people are going to lose it. Health insurance industry executives were telling the Republicans that it would wreak havoc in the health insurance industry if they did not allow the Affordable Care Act to continue and to just strengthen it rather than work hard to weaken it. They were committed to getting rid of the Affordable Care Act, and so they continued to move in that direction anyway, knowing that for decades, hospital executives had been complaining that it is just tough for their hospitals to do well financially when many, many people are coming in for emergency care with absolutely no way of compensating the hospitals financially for that emergency care. The Affordable Care Act resolved that problem. Republicans said we're committed to getting rid of it. We tried hard to stop it. We tried hard to prevent it from happening. We couldn't do that because the Democrats outnumbered us in the House and the Senate during President Obama's first term, the first half of his first term. They were able to get it through. But now we are in the White House and in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. We are the majority again. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to do what we can to effectively take health care coverage from millions and millions of American citizens. And when you get right down to it, we know that that's what their thinking was. That's what their intentions were, because they were told by the experts, roughly at least 13 million people, at least 13 million will lose their coverage. And other negative impacts as a consequence of that decision. It's where they wanted to go. We're taking a look at the Republican tax bill's impact on the child tax credit. We started that conversation yesterday, and we'll look at that some more today. We're also going to start to look today at the impact on education in America. The Republican tax bill's impact on education, especially, not only, but especially higher education. And as we look at this, I again want to ask you, was this just a major restructuring of America's tax system? Is this a major restructuring of America?